Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. I'm here today at the home of Dead Man's Curve, the Wild Hot Rod Weekend. Is that what we're going to call this, boys, the Wild Hot Rod Weekend here in Montville, New Jersey?
Yes.
We're here at the Wednesday night party before the Wild Weekend this Labor Day. And I'm here with a very special guest that most people are going to know him by name, Butch Patrick. And Butch, it's kind of a thrill to be here with you. I've been kind of looking forward to this all week. And thanks for being part of the Car Doctor today, and thanks for being here at the Wild Hot Rod Party.
And if they don't recognize Butch Patrick, they'll certainly recognize Eddie Munster.
Well, yeah, and that's probably how most people know you as, right? It's as Eddie Munster.
You know, it's great. I have the best of both worlds. I can walk around and nobody really recognizes me, but if they ever ask, you know, did you ever do anything on TV that I might remember, you just mentioned Eddie Munster, and a big smile comes across their face.
So, oh, yeah.
I have the best of both worlds.
So, you know, how does Eddie Munster get to be this car guy? You know, where's that story?
Well, the Munsters, for those people that don't know, we were the first TV series to ever have hot rods on as the family vehicles, the Munster Coach.
Right.
And the Dragula was built by George Barris. They came on the air in 64, 65, and 66, which led to my love affair with cars. And on my Wednesdays, when I would take off from the studio with a long lunch, I would go visit George Barris' shop and see Sonny and Cher, Elvis, Frank Sinatra, all picking up their custom rides by the King of the Customizers, and that's where I started enjoying cars.
Just like going down to the corner garage and seeing people pick up their cars, it was like the normal thing to you.
I was very lucky in that respect.
How old were you when all this was going
11
on?
11 and 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then that was the right age, because 13, 14 found you at the drag strip, I'm assuming?
When I was 15, I ordered my Mach 1. I was going to get a brand new Mach 1, and before I ordered it, I was hanging out with Jack Chrisman, who invented the funny car and was the first person to put a fiberglass body on a Logie chassis. And they said, Jack, that's a funny-looking dragster you got. And the Kendall GT1 Comet became the Mach 1, and they started campaigning with Coca-Cola, the funny car class. So it was great. People now could identify with dragsters. If they had a Chevy, they liked, you know, certain people. If they had a Ford, if they had Mopar. So I was at the drag strip, too.
And your knowledge of drag racing, everybody tells me, is so extensive. And throughout the 60s and the 70s, you were at the drag strip most of the time.
Yeah, I was in the heyday of drag racing when the times weren't nearly what they are today, obviously. But back when it was really establishing itself in the late 60s and the early 70s, I spent a lot of time at the drag strip, you bet.
What are your memories? I mean, what do you remember? What are the firsts? Because you saw a lot of firsts.
I remember hanging out at Keith Black's shop and getting to know Don Prudhomme and Thomas Keith
Black
in the
wow.
heyday. And then my friend was very good friends with Danny Angayas and Larry Reyes, who drove the Hawaiian. Jack was driving a Mustang. Jess Tyree, Big John Masmanian. What I loved about the 60s and the early 70s was the nicknames the drivers had. Fast Eddie Sharpman, Dino Don Nicholson, Gas Ronda, Big John Masmanian, Jungle Jim Lieberman. I mean, all these guys were characters, and it was really a good time to go to the drags.
Is drag racing today different? Do you still follow it?
It's more corporate. You know, the characters, I mean, it's still a great sport. And, you know, John Force actually bought Jack Chrisman's last funny car when he was 17 years old. But today, the cars are a lot faster. They're a lot more powerful. They go straighter. But there's not much to driving them anymore. You kind of just point them and hold on. In the old days, they were squirrely, and they were trying to work the bugs out. And there was actually more of a race because you had 7.5 seconds of drag racing, where today there's sub-4 seconds.
About 3 years ago, I was out at Island Dragway out here in New Jersey. And I met Don Garlitz.
Yeah.
And super nice guy. And he let me sit in the Swamp Rat. He had one of the Swamp Rats there. And I never realized it before, but when you sat in that front engine dragster, mm-hmm. your vitals were right on the rear end.
That my Dragula out there is basically set up as like a dragster, and you sit right on top of the third member, yeah.
And if that fails, oh boy.
It happened to Jack Chrisman. He had one explode on him and damn near killed him. He walked with a limp afterwards, and they were picking metal out of his butt for hours.
Wow. And I guess we can thank Don Garlitz for coming up with the rear engine dragster. And
cost him half his foot, but he came up with it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Do you still go to the drag races, Eddie?
Yeah. I was at the Winter Nationals recently.
And I'm calling you Eddie, but it's...
I answer to it. It works.
I noticed that.
Works.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's second nature to me. And, yeah. Yeah, it's a good time, and I still enjoy it. I actually was talking to the guy that wrote the Snake and the Mongoose movie the other day about doing a movie on Jack Chrisman, because I had written a script years ago called Chrisman's Comet, and about the first family of drag racing, because when Jack was doing the Saxon Sun and the GT and the Kendall GT1 Comet, his wife would drive the return car, and his pit crew were his 11-year-old son and a 9-year-old son, and they were like a family of drag racers.
Where does Butch go for a car today? I mean, what do you drive today as an everyday vehicle? And what do you have a what do you drive for a hot rod?
Well,
you have to have a hot rod.
I've got my Munster Coach, my Dragula for my hot rods now, and
right.
they basically locked me up for the next year and a half at home. Believe it or not, I drive a Mercedes.
Well, that's all right. Hey, listen,
but I got two Harleys.
Yeah, you've earned it.
I got my two wheel.
So there's still that wild side when you want to.
I got my two wheel hot rods.
Right. Yeah. Just crazy stuff. I lost my train of thought, to be honest with you. My other question I wanted to before we get away is, you've been coming to the Wild Hot Rod Farm here in Montville for a while now.
8 years.
You're a member of this club.
I was a guest. They brought me in as a celebrity guest 8 years ago, and I had no idea what I was getting into. I had met him at the Boston Autorama, Jeff Bornstein, or Jeff Allen, whatever, and they invited me to a party, and I said, you know, sure, sounds like fun. I had no idea whether it was going to be a couple guys with a six-pack sitting on a cooler in a garage, but I pulled up to an 18-acre farm with thousands of cars,
yeah.
Huge banners, and fell in love with the place.
You knew this was it?
Oh, yeah, fell in love with the place, and they had me back, and then they presented me with an honorary jacket a few years ago, and then when I bought the cars, now I have actually have two world-class hot rods, so now I'm a full-fledged member.
Wow, great. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, on another note, you probably get this at the end of every interview, but I still watch the Munsters to this day. And
you know what's really good about that is kids today are watching it with their parents and their grandparents, three generations of fans, and loving it. And the family values thing really, 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 you know, speaks annals for the longevity of the show.
Yeah, it really is. And I hear behind the scenes, Fred Gwynn was a sweetheart of a guy. Al Lewis, two funny guys.
Yeah.
Always cutting up behind the scenes and just probably real good times.
Very enjoyable 2 years of my life.
Is there some place that the listeners can go to find out more about Butch Patrick? Is there a website?
Where else? Munsters.com.
Munsters.com. Cool beans. And what is it for Dead Man's Curve? It's Dead Man's Curve. USA.com, I believe, and just good stuff. Butch, thanks for being part of the Car Doctor today, and I'll let you get back to the party. I'm Ron Anning and the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this.